It's 2:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching another bulletin of World News and Press TV.
Thanks for joining us. Dilma Rousseff has been elected as Brazil's first female president, with 97% of ballots counted. Rousseff has won 55.8% of votes. She faced opposition rival José Serra in a runoff. Serra, a former state governor, got 44.2% of votes. Rousseff is the ruling Workers' Party candidate. She has enjoyed the full support of President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who is leaving office after two terms. She'll take over as president on January 1st. More than 130 million Brazilians were eligible to vote. We're joined on the phone by Press TV's Melissa Ambler from Brasilia. Melissa, what's the latest from the elections and what is the mood there?
The mood is definitely a very positive mood. There's a lot of people out here partying. It's a celebration not only of a continuation of Lula's governance, but also a first female president for Brazil, which is also quite an exciting event here in Brazil. People are out partying on the streets. There's going to be parties in the hotels. It's a very, very positive, happy mood here.
And has there been any reaction from the losing party?
There hasn't been any comments yet, but given that during the campaign, Dilma was always the favourite, so there hasn't been too much disappointment, we can say. Dilma was always expected, it was always expected that Dilma would take over, and given that Lula is the most popular leader that Brazil's ever had, it's certainly come as no surprise.
Indeed, well, during the whole procedure of elections, how did Rousseff's past affect her status as a candidate? I mean, we know that in the 1970s she was involved in a guerrilla war.
I think a lot of people that were voting for Dilma were not necessarily voting for her because they liked her as a candidate. It was more a question of wanting to continue the governance of Lula da Silva's party. Of course, he cannot return to the presidency after more than two terms. So it was more hope that she would be able to continue his politics, which she has promised to do. A lot of comments from voters of Dilma were saying that they weren't necessarily convinced that she would be the best president. They weren't necessarily convinced that she, you know, had the sort of charisma and the sort of personality that Lula had, but there's more expectations that she will continue his policies.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Press TV's Melissa Ambler reporting from Brasilia there.
Well, moving on with the world news here on Press TV now, recent polls show U.S. President Barack Obama may be facing a humiliating defeat in Tuesday's midterm elections. The polls also show that Republicans are likely to win a landslide victory. Reports say the Republicans have secured nearly 50 seats in the U.S. Congress. They need 39 more seats to get an outright majority. A Gallup poll survey has shown 48% of registered voters support the Republican candidates, while only 44% back the Democrats. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party's seats in the U.S. Senate are also under threat.
A U.S. military court has sentenced Guantanamo detainee Omar Khadr to 40 years in prison. Khadr was arrested in Afghanistan in 2002 when he was just 15 years old. A seven-member military panel handed down the sentence after 2 days of deliberation. On Monday, he pleaded guilty to killing a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan. This in exchange for a sentence that will see him freed in 2018. He's been imprisoned at Guantanamo Bay for most of the 8 years he's been detained. Rights groups, including Amnesty International, had earlier called on the U.S. not to further imprison Khadr. Earlier, we were joined by Edward Spanas from the Executive Intelligence Review. We asked him why he thought Khadr pleaded guilty and why he was offered a plea deal in the first place if he was really guilty.
My understanding is that he was under pressure, that he was actually fearful that he would have gotten a life sentence if he had gone to trial. It was in the interest of also the Obama administration not to take the case to trial because there was a lot of very embarrassing and damaging evidence about the abuse and torture, the threats that were made to Khadr when he was in prison. So he, I think, my understanding is, was convinced by his lawyer to take the plea agreement, but this is something also that the Obama administration wanted to happen.
Victims of sexual abuse by priests have gathered in Rome, Italy, to condemn the Catholic Church's handling of the scandal. Here's more.
Shame, Padre, shame.
Don't touch him, don't touch him.
Don't touch him.
New protests over what's being seen as the Roman Catholic Church's failure to deal with years of sexual abuse of minors by priests. Victims of church sex abuse from across the world, along with their supporters and families, have converged on Rome to show they have not forgotten the past. The protesters want children protected against sexual abuse worldwide.
Well, there is nothing in the UN Charter for an international coverage or protection of children from this problem. It is in pockets and it is in every nation, but it is not united. We want to unite this. We want the world to come on board.
Most demonstrators say they were abused by Catholic priests in their childhood. They accuse the Vatican of moving pedophile priests around the world over the past decades so they escape prosecution. Many sex abuse victims and their supporters are now pointing their fingers at this man, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. Pope Benedict XVI has been criticized for allegedly masterminding an elaborate cover-up of sex abuse of children by Catholic priests.
The cover-up in the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church specifically is bigger than any other institution in the world, and that needs to be addressed and stopped now.
The way the church handles child abuse, sexual abuse, is all over the same. It's over the whole world the same. Whether you are from Holland, in my case, or you're from England, Ireland, America, it doesn't make a difference.
The Roman Catholic Church has been desperately struggling to repair its image tarnished by the sex abuse fallout. But some already believe it is too little, too late, and the damage to the Catholic Church's image is beyond repair.
Iraqi security forces have freed hostages held by gunmen in a Baghdad church. Police say 8 assailants and 7 hostages were killed during the rescue operation. Dozens of people were also injured. Reports say the gunmen held around 40 hostages in the church. The assailants had first attacked the stock exchange before moving to the nearby church. The men reportedly demanded the release of Al-Qaeda members imprisoned in Iraq and Egypt.
South African President Jacob Zuma has reshuffled his cabinet, sacking 7 ministers. Zuma says his decision to fire the ministers is necessary to improve governance. The president says the changes are meant to promote basic services and the lives of the poor. The changes were made at key ministries, including finance, foreign affairs and home affairs. Most of the ministers faced criticism for having underperformed during their tenure. The country's main opposition party has welcomed the reshuffle.
Over 30 civilians have been killed in fresh violence in Somalia. Our correspondent in the capital, Mogadishu, says over 50 people have also been injured. This during a 2-day battle between African Union troops and Al-Shabaab fighters. AU forces fired artillery and missiles after their convoy came under attack in Mogadishu. Reports say about 20 Al-Shabaab fighters also died in the fighting. Meanwhile, elders from a dominant tribe in the city have condemned AU forces' indiscriminate shelling of civilian areas. They've called on pro-government soldiers to stop attacking residential districts.
Well, you're watching World News here on Press TV. These are the headlines this hour. Ruling party candidate Dilma Rousseff is elected as Brazil's first female president. A U.S. military tribunal sentences Guantanamo detainee Omar Khadr to 40 years in prison. And in Rome, church abuse victims hold a march toward the Vatican.